It's time to talk with Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar Manager, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
We are so excited. It's a three-day weekend, Jonathan, and you may have heard us talking all morning. It's not like there's going to be a lack of things to do this weekend, right?
No. several of the big events of the year take place this weekend, so there's definitely going to be a lot going on.
Absolutely. So get us started. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, the big one, of course, is the Labor Day liftoff down at Memorial Park. And if you can get up early to see the balloons take off, they'll be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning. Get down there and see just a really spectacular sight of, you know, dozens of hot air balloons going up into the air, and you get to watch. But there's also going to be live entertainment, concerts. Prospect Lake, of course, is there, so there's a lot going on at Memorial Park as well, and a beer garden, food trucks. Pretty much a great way to spend the morning if you can get up early enough to see them take off, and it's all free.
Yeah, absolutely. We were saying this morning, like, you kind of got to get up early to get down there.
Right, yeah. Well, so if that's really not your style, there's also the balloon glow.
Right.
That takes place as part of the liftoff weekend, and that one is 7:30 p.m. So if you have a little bit of trouble getting up in the morning, that's always a really just cool experience to go down and see the hot air balloons glow. That'll be Saturday and Sunday night around 7:30. And again, free. Go down to Memorial Park and check out sort of a magical moment, I think, to watch them glow. It's fun to see.
Well, they're so beautiful to see, both in the morning and at night, and it's a great event for the family. And really quick, I know you guys will probably have the details on your website, but we've also posted some parking information as well on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Yeah, get there early and have a plan, I would say, because there'll be thousands of folks coming down to see it, because you're right, it's absolutely phenomenal to see both of those events.
Absolutely. Okay, not that there's anything else going on this weekend, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, the Commonweal is hosting their Labor Day Arts Festival over at Memorial Park at Manitou Springs all weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's a big throwdown art festival. There's going to be art, food, prizes, and also musical performers as well. There'll be all sorts of stuff in Memorial Park, and that's a great way to get over. Again, plan your parking a little bit because it's a big festival event.
Right.
That's a fun way to see some art.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we also have Labor Day Vintage Baseball, Rockledge Ranch Historic Site on Monday. The ranch is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. First pitch is at 1 p.m. Going to go out and see the Camp Creek Cloudbusters take on the Denver and Rio Grande Reds. And
oh, that's awesome.
Fun thing because it's old baseball and old baseball rules. So no one wears a mitt or a glove except the catcher. And spectators can help influence the call of the umpire in your team's favor.
That's fun.
It's sort of a fun old look at America's pastime and a great way to, you know, go out to the ranch and spend some time, grab some popcorn, grab some ice cream, and check out all the history that's there as well. It's a fun way to spend Monday.
That sounds like a fun time. I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, it's a blast, and I've wanted to go for quite some time. It sounds like a really interesting, just to watch the baseball, you know, and have it be so different in style than what we watch today.
Absolutely. And Jonathan, I know there are so many more events that are going on, so tell everybody the website that they can go check out.
Yep, Peak Radar, P-E-A-K, Radar is the place to go to find all the details for the events that we just talked about, as well as anything else that's going on this weekend. Take advantage of the three-day weekend if you can, and get out and do something you've never done before.
Yeah,
Peak Radar is the place to go.
Absolutely. Like we were saying, if you say you're bored, then you're not trying hard enough this weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar Manager, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend and Labor Day, and we'll see you. I'll talk to you next week.
Great. Sounds good.
Thanks so much. 7:42 now at KRDO's Morning News.